like a snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. My name's Matt, and we're back for another week. This is a show that is broadcast all around the world online at CITR.ca, and also we have podcasts from the show. We're up to about number 241, I think, this week will be, and you can access all the past shows at ozstrandedradio.com. Lots of great stuff there if you're interested in Australian music from the angle of an expat who's living in Canada. I've got a real thing about old stuff, so I always play older music up front. And this week we're going to start with a band I guess I normally wouldn't have played, but my mother reminded me of them. And she's requested a song, and I'm going to definitely play that for my mum. The band is called The Seekers. They really are one of the biggest bands of all time. And they were the biggest band in Australia in the early 60s. Very unusual for the time, if you think about it. They were a very traditional folk pop band. You'd almost call them easy listening. I mean, there was nothing edgy about them. But they were competing in the charts with the big bands of the time, the Stones, the Beatles. This was the revolution time. This was the 60s. But for some reason, a huge bunch of people decided that the Seekers were one of the greatest things around. But they were very, often really easy listening. They had delicate acoustic guitars, banjo, upright bass, and a very traditional, traditionally fantastic singer in Judith Durham. She was the only girl in the band. It was herself on vocals, and then Ethel Guy on double bass, Keith Potka on 12-string guitar and banjo, and Bruce Woodley on guitar. And they were just absolutely enormous. They came from nowhere, and they ended up selling, you know, millions and millions of albums. They first became well known in the UK. We're talking early mid 60s. So they formed in Melbourne in 1962. And I'm going to play for you three tracks for them. First up, I'm going to play one that I think most people would probably recognize, Georgia Girl, which was, I think, probably their first biggest hit. It was number one in Australia in 1966. Oh, okay. So maybe it's not one of their super early ones. They were only around for 6 years initially. Judith Durham she really couldn't handle the fame and the attention, and she quit the band 6 years in, and it was devastating to a lot of people because, I mean, this was a big mainstream band. This is like everyone. Apparently, when they played in Melbourne, some big stadium show, they had 200,000 people come out, which was like a tenth of the city. So anyway, let's get into The Seekers, and the third song is the one that my mum requested today. So let's start out with the classic Georgia Girl, going right back to 1966. Something a little different for the show here on Stranded, even though I do play older music. But thanks, Mum, for reminding me of this world class folk act.
So fancy free, nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly. Another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie.
Georgie girl. A reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be.
Just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sound. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain. The gentle just a little breeze with some smoke in its eye. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass is gone, the boy disappears,
the rain
dreamtime from the dusty red soil plains. I am the ancient heart, the keeper of the plain. I stood upon the rocky shore, I watched the tall ships come. For 40,000 years I've been the first Australian.
I'm the dog. I'm a child of the Depression.
I saw the good times come.
I'm a bushy, I'm a backer. I am Australian.
We are one, but we are many.
are Australian.
At the Biltmore Cabaret, VA Kong with openers Freak Heat Waves. This is a sold-out show, but a limited quantity of tickets may be available at doors. For more info, check on the show's Facebook page. Also from Timber Concert soon, Ghostface Killa this Friday at the Alexander, Arab Music this Saturday at the Electric Hour, and Bell and Sebastian this April 8th at the Vogue. To learn more about Timber Concerts and the shows they are bringing to Vancouver, go online to timberconcerts.com.
All right, starting off with something a little different there, and that's a request from my mum, The Seekers. That is a song called "I Am Australian." Of course, that is a big. I mean, it's not the anthem of the country, but it's the song that you hear everywhere. You know, I guess it's one of the unofficial anthems, along with "Waltzing Matilda." That's the other one, and I would say "Under the Milky Way" by The Church as well. It's more of an alternate Australian anthem. But there you go, Mum. Thanks for reminding me of The Seekers. They were, yeah, it's hard to believe how enormous they were for a straight-ahead folk act. Right in the mid-60s, they were competing, and they outsold the Stones at some point in England. Like, I think in an interview I read something about the Ghosthead Soup album by the Stones. The Seekers knocked that off the charts. It's quite interesting. I'm just trying to have a theory that I wasn't around in the 60s, but it would have been such a tumultuous time, along with the great hope of revolution and the spirit in the air of rock and roll and the edginess of it, that maybe a lot of people were, the flip side of that, were unsettled with a lot of the big change, and maybe that more straight ahead, soft music, traditionally arranged, maybe that appealed to a part of a big mass of people that weren't really ready for the big shift. Who knows? Either way, they were enormous. They sold millions and millions and millions of records. 2012 was the 50th anniversary of them, and they got back together, I think, and put out an album. I mean, Wikipedia says 1962 to present, so I guess they're still making music. So there you go. That's The Seekers, formed in Melbourne in 1962. So let's bring it. So that, of course, the singer Judith Durham was a real iconic female singer in the 60s. And let's bring it right to the present now. And someone who looks to be quite iconic in her own right is Courtney Barnett. She is just taking off hugely around the world. She's got a big sold-out Australian tour underway, and she's just come back from South by Southwest, getting great press for her debut full-length, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. Let's play for you a track from this record. She is a powerful female presence in the music world of Australia and now in the world. So here we go. This is a song called Depreston. Now, this review online talks about, it's a bit of a social commentary song, I think, about the ridiculous kind of house prices and things in some Australian cities, and the greed that comes with that. So anyway, I haven't heard this yet, but I'm going to play this for you now. It's a selection from her debut album, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. This is Courtney Barnett.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. Drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. It's got a lovely garden, a garage. cost of parking, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for. Thank you.
sexy love checked into my heart and trashed it like a hotel room. Who is your god? Where is she? She wants to bury me in Austin or New Mexico. She don't want to be a man or a woman. She wants to be your love.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, this is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. at the top of the set was the fabulous Courtney Barnett. She's just wowed a lot of people at South by Southwest, and she's back in Australia now with a sold-out tour. I played for you the song Depreston from her debut full-length album, Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. And it's great. You know, she's a confessional singer-songwriter with the lyrics very based on her everyday life there in the suburbs in Australia, and a bit of social commentary there about, I guess, the, you know, ridiculous housing market, which seems to be the case just about everywhere you go now. Dick Diver was next, another really fantastic lyric-based band. They're from Melbourne. Their third record is called Melbourne, Florida, Melbourne, comma, Florida. And I played for you a lovely track there called Waste the Alphabet. And the third track was a Kiwi band, a psychedelic band from New Zealand called Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Really sophisticated sounds. They've just been, it's just been announced they're touring this part of the world, and there is going to be a show in Vancouver put on by Timber Productions. So that's coming up in a couple of months' time. We'll give you more details about that closer to the date. So you are on Stranded. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com, and we're on Twitter at ozstranded. And actually, Facebook is a good place to keep in touch with the show. I'll get you the exact address here, actually. Facebook.com/OzStrandedRadio, OzStrandedRadio. Now it's time, I want to get back into a really great Indigenous artist named Benny Walker. I'm going to play for you a track from his second to most recent album, Sinners and Saints, and then I've found a bit of a interesting live acoustic track online for you. So Benny Walker, apparently he's actually toured in Canada, but I according to his website on the festival circuit, maybe last summer, I wasn't aware, which is a shame. He was awarded the Victorian Indigenous Performing Arts Award for Best New Talent in 2012, and has performed at a lot of major festivals in Australia, and yeah, according to his website, the Canadian festival circuit. So hopefully he'll be back this summer. We'll see. Anyway, let's start out with a track from his record, Sinners and Saints. Let's play for you the title track, Sinners and Saints. So this is Indigenous artist Benny Walker.
Sinner has a future. Every saint has his past. But the sins will still induce me. How long will it last? And I know that I ain't perfect. Me, aren't you? When will you see the light? See you in red and blue.
quick to judge me, aren't you? When will you see the light? Probably rob me blind. 'Cause every sinner has a future. Every sin has something behind them. I can't wait to see you fall. Try.
Thank you. Hey, Doc, I'm really hoping you can help me out.
What's going on today?
Well, you see, I was on the dance floor the other night, and I just couldn't feel the groove.
It seems to me you got a bit of flavor deficiency, son. If you don't do as I say, you could die. Now listen closely. Every Monday, set your dial to 101.9 FM at 3 p.m. There's a brilliant show called So Salacious. I'm prescribing you 2 doses of hip-hop, 3 milligrams of funk, and as much ghetto style as you can handle on CITR.ca.
You like the way it sounds, it's fresh, it's the best. Nevertheless, the minute you came molest, and that's the way it is. I'm taking care of business, taking care of my kids. You could just...
Okay, welcome back to the show. You're on Stranded, and that was, first up with 2 tracks from Indigenous artist Benny Walker. Really great songwriting there. First up was the title track to his record Sinners and Saints, which came out in 2013. And then next was a live acoustic track that I found on YouTube, and it went by the name of Will There Be a Light? And that was followed by a cover song by Claire Bowditch from, this compilation album came out actually a number of years ago, 2007, but it was called Cannot Buy My Soul, The Songs of Kev Carmody. So Kev Carmody is a very well-regarded Indigenous songwriter from Australia. And this is a tribute album featuring, a huge bunch of really good songwriters. Paul Kelly, Dan Kelly, Missy Higgins, all sorts of great people. So that song there was a very lyrically rich song called Blood Red Rose, originally written by Kev Carmody, but covered there by Claire Bowditch. Okay, so let's shift it to Canada now for the rest of the show. Let's get into some brand new music. This band is from Halifax. They're called Floodland, and they have an EP, a 5-song EP called It's the Fire. Let's play for you track number 1, All We Need. You're on Stranded.
Slow. songs about mascara. Walks like a kitten, talks without grinning at all. Danny, an old friend. We both remember when he's a nighttime mover that don't come no cooler at all. We all hang around the sundown.
one true thing above all else. My rabbit's foot would say, our ability can meet our needs, as we shall see one day. With wishing comes patience, with hope contemplation. No luck, lest there be your resolve. And when stop lying there on the shelf. We learn thinking without practicing can lead only to ourselves. With wishing
You are listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and I guess it's been quite a folky kind of show this week. Three there in a row we had, so we're in the Canadian part of the show, of course. At the top was actually more of a kind of pop rock band from Halifax called Floodland. They have a five-track EP out called It's the Fire, and you heard All We Need. And next we got into the more folky territory, Eugene Ripper from somewhere out east. And his track called Queen Street 1987 is from an EP that he mailed to the station called Fast Folk Underground 4.0. And you can find him at eugeneripper.com. He is from Toronto, I believe. And finally was a track from local artist David Newbury with his album When We Learn the Things We Need to Learn, which came out, oh, that's actually quite an old one, 2009. We played track two called Rabbit's Foot. So let's move on into more new music from Canada. And this is exciting. Hello Blue Roses. Hang on. I'm just going to double check. I think that's the name of the outfit. One second. Yes, it's a side project of Dan Behar of Destroyer and the New Pornographers and his partner Sydney Hermet. This is exciting to hear what they've come up with this time. This was a side project that was started a number of years ago. There was one album out, as far as I know, and this is the latest one, the second one, out on Jazz Records. So the project's called Hello Blue Roses, featuring Sydney Hermant and Dan Behar. And I haven't heard any of this yet, but I've got the vinyl in my hand, so let's have a go at track one. No doubt it's going to be very delicate music. and high quality from these two folks. So here we go. This is Hello Blue Roses.
Carry you around, you're an amulet. Pulse this through my thoughts at the Qigong gym. I'm not used to it. Breathe and sleep, breathe and sleep my way back to you. You were always on your way out. On your way out. Take me all up against the creeping darkness. I won't alone beneath the corner of your room. Between the hard rock, the dark, and the loom. Lest you forget that I chose. Yesterday's morning dew. Dropped my phone into the canal. I was swatting away a mosquito from my tiny sandwich. Come on, you'll never make it to Main Street alive. Come and give me back my radio. I've got no blood, I've got no accolades. And like I said, I'm in a gaseous
Hey, CITR listeners. Thank you again for your continuing support. Because of your generous donations and assistance, CITR rose over $42,000 for our annual fund drive. We'd also like to give thanks to our many sponsors. These sponsors donated a substantial amount to CITR's fund drive through prizes which have found their way into the hands of our listeners. CITR thanks Live Nation, Blueprint Events, Vancouver Folk Music Festival, Sub Pop Records, Random House, Rogue Folk Club, Sled Island, Future Noise Limited, Mute Records, Herschel Supply Company, Timber Concerts, and all those who gave their generous support. CITR thanks you. Thank you.
All right, we're closing in on the end of the show. This is the Canadian music part of Stranded each week. We had at the top there two tracks from Hello Blue Roses, the side project of Dan Behar of Destroyer with his partner Sidney Hermant. And it's a brand new LP that's just come out. It's the second one. It's called WZO. I played for you the first two tracks, Amulet and Telepathy. And then another piece of vinyl, the Cyrillic Typewriter. Jason Zampano, his long-term project as a solo artist. And he has a new soundtrack album out called Best Suit. And I'll play a few couple of tracks from that. Looking Forward and First Suit. Now, locally here in Vancouver tonight, there's a fundraiser for a very good cause on at the Hindenburg. The Hindenburg is at 23 West Cordova. There's three bands playing, Louise Burns, La Chaussettes, and Glad Rags. And the cause is the Mama Om Noir Society. It's an organization providing empowering and culturally relevant prenatal education to at-risk pregnant women in Kampala, Uganda. More information at www.mamaomwana.org. And there'll be a meat draw there, apparently. So that's tonight from 9 p.m. at the Hindenburg. Louise Burns, La Chaussettes, and Glad Rags. Let's get into some music from the artists playing there tonight. So let's start with Louise Burns with a track called Heaven.
Turning.
Hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
We are almost out of time here on Stranded. African Rhythms is up next, right after the next song. In a row there, that was first up, we had Louise Burns and then Le Chaussettes. They're both acts playing tonight at the Hindenburg in Vancouver on 23 West Cordova for a special fundraiser. The other band playing is Glad Rags. So Louise Byrne, Le Chaussettes and Glad Rags, they are playing in support of the Mama Om Noir Society. It's an organization providing empowering and culturally relevant prenatal education to at-risk pregnant women in Kampala, Uganda. And there's prizes. There's a meat draw there tonight. So that's a good cause tonight at the Hindenburg. Louise Burns, Le Chaussettes and Glad Rags. And after that was another local band, We Found a Lovebird. They're playing tomorrow night along with a band called Swank. Swank are the headliners. We Found a Lovebird are playing as well. We've played their music on the here on the show in the past. And the song there was called Don't Blame the Times, a song of positivity. So the venue for that show is Lana Luz tomorrow night from 9 p.m. Swank, We Found a Lovebird and Pill Squad. You've been listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. Just a reminder, we're on Twitter at Australstranded Radio, and we're also on the internet. Two places you can find us, facebook.com/AustralstrandedRadio.com. And also the archive of the podcast is at AustralstrandedRadio.com. We'll be back next week, and leaving you now with a band from Vancouver, a punk band called Bishop's Green. Apparently they've got a big following in Europe. but they're also known as one of the strongest punk bands on the scene here in Vancouver. This song is called Tumbling Down. It's from, I think, their first release, 2012. Bye for now.
Escape from Canada.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.